Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance, and they learn how to have joy. And you know, joy is so important in our lives. Joy is the key to changing everything. So if you want to change your life and start having some joy, then please give me a call and we will do what we can to make those changes now. The call-in number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And the chat room is also open. So if you are logged in and you come into the chat room, you can type your question. So you have all these ways to connect. All right. You can also go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the big green Schedule Now button, and book a discovery session if this is your first time dealing with me, and we will spend 20 minutes, just you and me, working on whatever issues it is that you want to work on. Okay, I think I've covered everything now, so we will go to our first caller. And they are from area code 440. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara. My name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I was just kind of wondering, I guess, about general guidance. Because I did have a feeling like I should call you, so I thought that, you know.
Okay. So is there something that you've been thinking about in your life?
Yeah. I think I'm ready to buy a vehicle. And I'm kind of feeling like this is the right one, the one that I have my eye on. Like, I feel like it's the right one. So.
But you aren't ready to trust your feelings yet?
Maybe that's what it is, because I've done things before. Like, I moved back because I was living in California, and I had this feeling that I should go move back and help take care of my mother, who has early Alzheimer's. And I kept getting these signs, these synchronicities of, like, go back. But in my heart, or in, like, for some, I mean, it was my mind. I was like, maybe that's not right. I guess that's just the mind trying to distract me from my highest and best good.
Well, you know, we have this, they usually call it the ego, but you can call it whatever you want to. This part of us that is an accumulation of all of the stuff that we've taken in from all of the people that we've ever known who were trying to tell us what they thought was the best. And we hang on to that. And that gives us messages in our minds to stop us from living our lives, which is interesting that that's the kind of energy people leave us with, but that is what we get a lot of the time. So when you are listening to your heart, to your guidance, to your connection with the Creator, you get the truth. And then all of that other stuff that you've accumulated starts talking and telling you why you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that and making you question whether or not you should actually trust. So what your guidance wants us to do now is to do a little clearing to make it easier for you to actually trust your own intuition. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will ask a question, and the question may go on for quite a while. And at the end of the question, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know the question is ended. And then I'll tell you to take some deep breaths. All right, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of all of that clutter, all of that energy that you've accumulated all of these years from all of those people? And some of those people really did mean well. They just didn't know that what they were giving you was totally and completely useless. This divine infinity healing will go throughout you and find all the places where you stored that information they gave you, that energy that you've collected from them. And that energy will be expanded and decompressed and made bigger than the universe so that it will no longer fit in your body, in your energy, because you don't need that information in your life. It's not for your highest good. And so you will no longer hear those bits of advice that you've been hearing about not trusting your heart, not trusting your Creator, not trusting what you know is the truth. Because you do know. You feel it when it is right. You always have and you always will. And this is opening you up more and more to trusting in that truth, in that knowing. Even if you can't explain it, you still know it. And you know what is right. Everyone does. And this is just opening you more and more to that knowing, taking away all of that clutter that you no longer need so that you have the clarity to make the decisions that are for your highest good and the highest good of those who are involved. So if you would like to have this change in your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. How does that feel?
You know, before, right before we even started, I feel, and even right now, I feel this super strong connection to my inner child. Like, we're really merging again.
Good.
Wow. I feel tingly all over.
Well, that's good. That means they're clearing that stuff out of you. Got your energy moving again. All right. I keep feeling that there's something heavy that you haven't let go of. Am I imagining it, or is there something heavy there?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's that thing that I carry with my father, that belief of not being good enough. And I know that's connected to my dad. And lately, it's starting to really lose its power, I'm noticing. I mean, it's almost like, you know, like what we were talking about with the mind before, you know, kind of like with me reconnecting to the heart, the more I do that, the more it'll dissipate. And, yeah, it's almost gone, you know, and he's
all right.
Almost gone, too. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get rid of it completely, because you don't need that. That's just, okay. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing out and releasing all of that garbage? Because that's what it feels like, that you got from your dad that said that you're not good enough. Every single time he ever said those words to you, whoever treated you that way, he ever pointed at something you did as proof that you are not good enough. The divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you, and it is expanding and decompressing all of that, because that has no place in your life. All of your connection with your father is being expanded and decompressed, except for the connection of love, because it's only the connection of love that you actually need. And so this is taking away everything else, all of the things he said, all of the things he did, any guilt, any negativity, any frustration, any stress, any worry, all of that is now being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe, because you do not need it in your life. And you are being filled with love. And the love connection you have with your father, and there is a very strong one, is being expanded. And you feel yourself forgiving him for all the things that he said, and forgiving yourself for anything that you've been holding on to about you. And this not good enough stuff went back generations through his family, and all of that is also being expanded and decompressed. And that weight is being lifted off of him as well. And you are both being filled with love and acceptance of yourself and the knowing that you are good enough. You are created by God. You were created with love. And you've always been good enough. And if you're willing to accept this change in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, that's much better. Okay, how does that feel?
Amazing. I feel like I did when I was a little kid, toddler, crawling around. And I always had so much joy when I was that young. I remember I was always happy, you know?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I remember being born even, yeah. That was scary, though. Being born is terrifying, but... Yeah.
All right. Now, see, you said that, so now I have to look and see if we're supposed to remove the terror of your own birth. Oh, because you've been carrying that terror with you throughout your whole life. So you want to let go of that terror?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the terror of birth?
Yes.
Just letting that go and changing it into wonder. The wonder of what's going to happen next. The wonder that this is interesting. I'm not really sure what's going on. Where am I going? What does this mean? So instead of having any fear about what was happening in that moment or any moment of your life, you can have the wonder that you had as a little child. The wonder that you had when you saw a bug that was brightly colored and you wanted to pick it up and look at it and investigate it because it was just so interesting. Your birth was one of those interesting experiences. You were moving in a way you'd never moved before. Things were changing. There was suddenly light where there'd never been all that light. Mm-hmm. And strange people were there, and they were holding you and doing things to you. And they put you upside down, and they slapped your bottom, and you were like, what the heck is all of this? And that was just part of the wonder of your birth. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of those little terrorized parts of you that thought that birth was scary, that life was scary, that you needed to be afraid for any reason of anything. And all of that is being decompressed and expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe and leaving you with that sense of wonder, allowing you to find things to be just interesting. Taking away the need to go into fear so that you have the clarity to make the right decision in every situation because it's coming from love. And if you'd like that, say yes. Jamie, did I lose you? Jamie, can you hear me? Okay, if you're talking, I'm not hearing you. I did hear your soul say yes, though, so go ahead and take three nice deep breaths. Okay, I feel the energy running through you. You might want to drink some extra water today, and if you feel like you just need to take a rest, then take a rest. And I'm sorry I lost your volume. I don't know what happened there. But thank you so much for calling, and I'm going to mute you so you can continue to listen if you can hear me. And have a wonderful day. Okay, Blog Talk's been interesting all day today. It was interesting on Morning with Jesus, and apparently it's being interesting now. Okay, so I have a question from the chat room from Jules. Can I please receive a message from Spirit about what's coming up for me in this new year, 2017? Thank you. Okay, so here is the message that I'm getting. And Jules, please let me know whether or not you can hear me, because I don't know if it's me that suddenly disappeared or if it was Jamie, because I just thought about that. And yes, you can. Okay, wonderful. Okay, the next question is, Jules, could you hear Jamie even though I couldn't hear Jamie? Because then it would be my headset that was having a problem. Life is just so amazingly interesting. Well, no, I actually, the phone number disappears when the caller is dropped, and the phone number is still there. So I don't think the caller was dropped. But here is your message. Thank you so much, Jules. Okay. Oh, and you get to have a message from Jesus. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, you want to know what's going to happen in this new year with all this new energy and all of these new opportunities. We want you to know that the choice is yours. What do you want to create? What do you want to make with this new energy? So many of the limitations of this world are dropping away. And so many people are starting to become involved in their own lives. And this is an opportunity for you. You have choices. You can create that this year will be absolutely amazing, that you will start allowing yourself to create and manifest whatever it is that you desire, that you will move beyond the fears and limitations that have held you in place in the past. That is a choice that you can make. Or you can choose that this will be a year of difficulty and chaos, and you won't know what to do or where to turn, and you will always be confused and frustrated. We don't know why you would make that choice, but many people do, and that's okay. No matter what choice you make, it's okay. You are creating your life in every moment. There is not some divine destiny that has determined that this is exactly how your life will turn out. You are creating your life in every moment. So what is it that you want to create? What is it that you want to experience? Be clear about that. Spend some time actually thinking about your life, thinking about what it is you really want to feel, you really want to live. We know that if you want to create a life that is filled with beauty and love and all of the wonderful things in existence, then spend your time being in joy. In every moment, be in joy. Because that joy is such a beautiful energy that it invites more and more beautiful energy into your life. It allows you to see things with clarity. It allows you to see the beauty of yourself and everything in existence. It allows you to open up to more prosperity, more love, more light. So if you want this year to be a phenomenal year, spend your time in joy. And if you want it to be a miserable year, then spend your time watching the news, because I'm sure that it will be more than happy to bring you down to that level of, oh my gosh, what's happening in the world? This is so frustrating. I am so miserable. This is so wrong. Because that's what it tends to do with most people. But it is your choice. And if you spend the year in joy, enjoying your life, enjoying your existence, enjoying the opportunities that come to you, enjoying your creations, then you are going to have more and more joy, because whatever you focus on is what you put your energy into, and what you put your energy into, you allow to grow. Just like if you had a house plant, and if each day you would talk to it, touch it, make sure that it was okay, you would find that it would grow much more quickly than a plant that you just buy and sit on a table and water every now and then. When you give it your energy, you help it to grow. The same thing is true of any aspect of your life. So whatever you want more of, give it your energy. And whatever you don't want more of, do not give it your energy. Put your energy into what you desire. That is the key to creating your life the way you truly want it to be. So it's up to you. Power, and we will assist you. So what is it that you really want? And don't be afraid to dream big. It's there for you. Always has been. It's time to claim it. Okay. Now let's see what you wrote while I was doing that, because I always close my eyes. You desire an amazing life, wonderful beyond your wildest dreams. I just don't know how to get there. Be in joy. Yes. Yes, that is so important. We have this belief that we can't have an amazing life until we have an amazing life. which when you think about it doesn't make any sense at all, but hey, that's how we live. And so we put off our amazing life until it is amazing. So if you want to have an amazing life, start making it amazing now. Spend your time enjoying your life. Really look at the things that you do and see how you feel about them. And the things that you don't enjoy doing, ask yourself why you do them. And if you don't really have a reason, if it's not contributing to that amazing life, then stop doing it. You know, find something else that's actually going to take you more and more into that joy, into that amazement, into the beauty of life that is there. And this is the same message that I've been getting, especially since December. It's all about take some time and really look at your life and stop doing what doesn't work. And for some of us, that is so difficult because that is our habit. That is what we were taught we had to do, what we were taught would make the life that we really want, even though it's been proven time after time that it doesn't work. We still have that belief that says it's going to create the life that we desire. And all this talking to you now is actually bringing up something that needs to be cleared. And I don't know if this is your issue or my issue or the world's issue, but we're going to do it anyway. So let's do a little bit of infinity healing around life and what we create. Here we go. Would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing all of those energies that you've been hanging on to throughout all of your life that say you have to do this, you have to do that, you must fulfill this obligation, it is your duty to do this. In order to prove you are a good person, you must do this. If you don't do this, well, all hell is going to break loose. We all have all of this information that we gathered from all of these people who were trying to protect us, but they were actually teaching us more and more about living in fear. And so this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout each and every person who is willing to accept this and expanding these beliefs, making them bigger than the universe because you don't need them in your body and in your life. And so much of this is just, it's just the garbage that gets repeated generation after generation after generation. Because not all of our traditions are actually good things. Some of our traditions are really holding us back, keeping us small, having us diminish our lives. And so all of those kinds of traditions are now being expanded and decompressed because it's time to move beyond them. It's time to move beyond the negativity that we've been taught. It's time to move beyond the chaos, the fear, the things that grab at us and hold us down and make us small. We don't need them. And they are now being expanded and decompressed. And we are being filled with the wonder of life, with the joy of living, and the joy of creating, because we are creating everything that we experience, and we are creating what we are feeling. And anytime we are feeling sad, we do not have to continue to feel sad. We can simply create happiness. And it's just a matter of choice. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's just a choice. It's as easy as changing the channel on the TV. There's nothing difficult about it. And so you're now being filled with that beautiful energy of possibilities. That energy that lets you know that you can do what you desire and have your life turn out absolutely great. To have it be wonderful, to be filled with love and prosperity and amazing opportunities and everything your heart desires. And if you're willing to accept this small change in your life and say yes, oh, your soul is singing yes, yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels so good. Okay. Whew. All right, Jules. Does that help? And is that going to open you up to a amazing life that you want to create this year? Oh, the energy just feels so bubbly. Oh, wonderful. And thank you for, you know, asking your question and taking us all down that path. Because anybody who says yes is going to experience having all of that old crappy stuff cleared out so that they are opening up to life. And that is so beautiful. So now you are having an amazing, beautiful, wonderful life. It's not just something you desire. It is something you are living. So don't make it sound like it's something that's going to happen in the future, because it's happening now. Make sure that you are living it in each moment. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say to you. Okay, here we go. You are on the path. Your life is changing. Right now, in this moment, your life is changing. Continue to allow those changes. Continue to know what you feel, what you desire, what you are thinking in the moment. Because the changes that you want are not something that's going to happen someday. If they are things that are happening now, right now. You don't have to wait. You can start enjoying life right now. The joy that you are filled with right now, you don't ever have to let that go. It's already here. Your wonderful, amazing life, it's here. So live it. Remember that. In every moment, it is here. So live it. We love you. And we are happy to work with you. And we know you can do this. We know it. And so do you. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you, Jules. And that's what they wanted to say to everybody. This is a year with amazing energy, and there are so many, many opportunities that are going to come in every moment. So please, everybody, live in joy. Oh, that feels so good. Whew. Okay, well, thank you, Jules. I certainly enjoyed your clearing. All right. Now let's come back to what I'm supposed to be doing, which I never actually left because that was part of what I'm supposed to be doing. Again, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. And I'm hoping that if you call in, you can actually get through, because we found out later that this morning on Morning with Jesus, we had a person who was calling who couldn't get through. They could hear us on the computer, but they could not get through. It told them that the show didn't start for 3 hours or something. Something weird. It was just kind of strange. So if you are trying to call and you can't get through, then please get on your computer and go into the chat room. And if you can sign in, then you can ask your question there. It's important that you take this opportunity to actually ask what you want to know. Because that's something that we put off. And it's not just you. I mean, I'm talking about me too. There are things in my life that I know I want to do. And I know that they're for my highest good. But sometimes I still have some of that old energy that comes up and says, you really don't want to do this. Let's do this instead. Don't worry about that. Don't think about that. Don't do that. And I know how to clear those energies, and yet sometimes, even for myself, I don't immediately clear them. I'm still learning. I'm still evolving. I'm still human. So please, don't beat yourself up if you are not doing what you consider to be the right thing to do in every moment. There is wiggle room is what I'm hearing. And they're actually showing me this little wormy thing wiggling. So there is wiggle room. So don't get bogged down in blaming yourself or guilt or what is that that I'm seeing? It's I'm hearing trepidation, but I'm not sure that really fits with what I'm saying. Okay, but I'll go with it. But don't get bogged down in all of that negativity. Realize that it's your choice. Every moment is your choice. You get to do whatever it is you desire in whatever feeling, whatever atmosphere you choose. You are never a victim. You're not required to struggle. You're not required to have things be difficult. You're not required to be less. That's always, always a choice. So if you decide to create a life that is wonderful, that is amazing, that's a choice. And then you make sure that everything you do is taking you towards what you want to create. And if you find yourself doing something that's taking you away from what you want to create, stop doing it and ask yourself why you're doing it. Because we do so many things out of habit, we don't actually think about what we're doing, we just do it. It's time to stop that. It's time to be this, you know, this little robot who does whatever you do when you're doing it. It's time for you to actually make the decision about what you're doing, to actually consciously create. That term conscious creation is one that I started reading things that mentioned conscious creating several years ago. And I decided that I wanted to learn how to consciously create. And so I started looking for people who taught you how to consciously create. And I never did actually find anything that actually taught me how to consciously create, but I found myself beginning to consciously create because that was what I wanted. I was moving towards that desire, and I didn't even realize I was moving towards it till one day I realized I was consciously creating, and I was like, oh, I'm doing it. So you really do create what you focus on. That is so true. And I can see it in so many different aspects of my life. And I know that it's true for everyone. And that's part of the free will that we get from the Creator. It allows us to make those decisions and to consciously create our desires. So you have that power. You have that ability. And nobody can take that away from you. So embrace it. Allow yourself to live it. And let things change. Change in the way that you truly desire for them to change. Not change that you feel you have no control over, that you're being swept up in the wave of the world. You're not. You always have a choice. You always can make things what you desire for them to be. Nobody else has control over your life. So please don't give them the control over your life. And I know that you were raised by people who taught you that you are supposed to give your control to this person or that person or listen to this person. They know what they're talking about. You don't know anything. You're just a little kid. You've got to listen to us. We know everything and we're always right. Isn't that so funny that we accepted that? You know, I look back at the lives of the people who were adults when I was a kid and who told me that they knew what was right. They knew the answers. They knew how to help me to live a good life. And I see them in a different way now. You know, because I'm older and I'm an adult now and I know what's supposed to be done. Because we really do believe that. I find that actually children know more about how to live a good life than adults do. Because we get talked out of it. when we're kids, we get talked out of joy. We get talked out of having fun. We get talked out of creating our desires. We get told that, you know, it may not happen, but it's for your good if it doesn't happen. This may not be the right time. You've got to be patient. You've got to wait. You've got to wait for years and years and years and years and years. Some people are still waiting, and they've been waiting all of their lives. What are they waiting for? God doesn't ask us to wait. The Creator creates in every moment and has given us the ability to do the same. So what are we waiting for? I look at the lives of those people who were adults when I was a child who were teaching me how to live life. And so many of those lives of those people were really awful. Those people were miserable. They lived in quiet desperation. That's what it felt like. And that's what they were teaching me how to do. And I look at my life and I see that I really did learn the lessons because I lived in quiet duration for most of my life. Until one day I realized that I didn't want to do that anymore. And then I had to figure out how to stop doing it. Because they taught me so well and that energy was still with me. And that's what felt normal. That's not what felt good. It's what felt normal. And there's a big difference between good and normal. I don't want to be normal. So much of what I see as normal is actually yucky to me now. So we have choices, and we have choices in every moment, and you don't have to put off your life. You don't ever have to put off your life. Start making choices to change your life right now in this moment. You don't have to wait till later. You can do it. In fact, there is no time but now, so you might as well do it now. Now is all you have. And that's just a completely different way of thinking than what I was taught. Yeah, I belong to a church now that doesn't do religion, which sounds really strange. But, you know, we don't have all of these rules and regulations. We're a church that believes in love and justice and accepting people exactly as they are. And, okay, I'm supposed to tell you the name of the church just in case it appeals to you. And the name is, and I never can remember the name. And then the piece of paper I pulled to see the name is not actually the piece of paper with the name on it. All right. And they want me to tell you the name, so I have to go back here and see the name so I can tell you the name. And it is the Unitarian Universalist. Unitarian Universalist Church. Which is different from other churches. You know, it's not Christian, it's not Catholic, it's not one of those churches that wants to run your life. It's a church that the members of the church are loving and encouraging, and we have these different speakers who come in and speak about all of these different topics so that we can expand our knowledge and our understanding of life. And there is no one way that you have to be or you have to think or you have to agree to. You know, you don't have to recite some creed or something in order to be a member. You just show up and you're welcome. That's it. And that's it. There's no requirements. Okay, why was I telling you all of that? There was a point when I started. Oh, I was looking at the religions that I grew up in. And I grew up, my father was in the military, and so we went to the Protestant chapel, which had a variety of different doctrines and religions that you learned because every summer, Sunday, you didn't know what the minister's teaching training was. You know, sometimes we had Lutherans and Methodists and Baptists, and so it was an interesting experience of all of this different stuff, but one of the things that I've come to realize really did not fit with me was the, since it was a Christian or a Protestant chapel, you know, it was mostly Christian beliefs, and that's all about giving your life to Jesus and letting Jesus fix you. And that's really what it's all about. It's saying that you can't do this. You're not worthy. You don't have enough sense to actually make your own choices. Just hand it all to Jesus, and then you just sit back and wait for Jesus to fix it. And it may not get fixed until you die, but that's okay. But once you die, everything's going to be absolutely wonderful. And so you get to go through the misery of life looking forward to when you die, because then things are going to be great. And can you see how that's one of those ways that they teach us to put off our own lives? And they also are teaching you to give your power away. And so after numerous years, you know, I've had a few conversations with Jesus, and now I channel Jesus quite often, actually. And the Jesus that I've come to know is not what I was taught in those churches. Jesus doesn't want you to abdicate your own life to Jesus. He wants to help. But he wants you to retain your power, to realize that you can make choices and that you are just as loved by the Creator as Jesus is, that you really are his brothers and sisters, that you are equal to Jesus. And you see, that is totally not the doctrine of the churches that I grew up in. That was all about being small, being worthless, you know, go stand off on the sidelines and don't do anything until Jesus tells you to do it, because you don't have sense enough to make good choices. I didn't realize how disempowering what I was being taught was until the day I woke up and realized that I didn't have any power. Spent my whole life giving my power away to everyone and everything else. And I hadn't kept any for me. And so here I was, very unhappy with my own life, and I didn't have the slightest idea what to do about it. And so I started looking for answers, and that's why this show is called Get the Answers to Life's Questions, because that's what I started to do. And we are always surrounded by these beautiful divine beings who are working with us, who are helping us to create what we are focusing on. Because once I started focusing on looking for answers, I started finding them. But as long as I was just sitting there thinking, I don't know what to do, and there's nothing for me to do, I'm too small, I'm too insignificant, then I wasn't finding any answers. It was when I made the decision that I was going to look, even if I couldn't do it, I was still going to try. That's when things started to change. And it's taken me a lot of years of letting go of all of those old beliefs, all of that energy that was not mine, to get to now. And now I have a wonderful way of releasing those old beliefs and having it happen, you know, like right now. Because when I started out, I didn't have that. I didn't know how to do that. That was something that I learned over time. That was something that I was guided to. And I've been guided to it in many forms. I was thinking about that the other day, how so many of the ways of healing that I learned have been incorporated into what I do now. And I call it Divine Infinity Healing, because that's what it is. Because Infinity healing itself, which I learned a couple of years ago, is all about connecting directly with the Creator, about allowing the Creator to come in and work with you, about having no separation between you and the Creator. And it's that belief that we are separate from God that actually makes us feel small. And so I love that Divine Infinity Healing because it is that connection with the Creator. And I know that when I am doing this work, that God is working with me. I'm not doing it alone. This is not me moving anything out of anyone. I'm kind of the bridge between the person that I'm working with and the Creator, because most people don't believe that the Creator is within them, although the Creator has always been within everyone. The Creator would never leave you. And you would know if the Creator ever left you because you would cease to exist, because you have to have the energy of the Creator in order to exist at all. So everything in your life has the energy of the Creator. Your computer does, your calendar does, paper does, clocks do, everything in your life. It's not just the things that are alive. It's everything. And when you accept that the Creator is there for everyone in every moment, then you begin to get a slight idea of the amount of power that you have and that you really can change your life. And so this wonderful journey that I've been on has been interesting, and at times it's been extremely frustrating. I can remember times when I would just sit and cry because I just didn't know what to do. Literally, I just didn't know what to do. I wanted things to be different, and I didn't know how to make them different. And I am not a stupid person, you know, and I've read thousands of books, and I thought I knew how to live my life. But in order to learn how to live my life, I had to completely and totally let go of everything that I knew. And I'm still letting go. There are still things coming up that I'm realizing that I don't need that. That's not actually beneficial to me. And so I'm letting go of those old energies. So please don't beat yourself up because you've been, you know, doing healing work on yourself for eons and you still have issues. That's part of being human. You're just learning how to let go and how to see the truth. And that's the beauty of it. And I think now about the people that I used to idolize, think, oh my gosh, if I was like them, then everything would be wonderful. And I don't do that anymore. And I don't actually listen to those people anymore either. Interesting. Because I've realized that it's not by comparing myself to them that I become better. It's by accepting myself and then making the changes that I want to make. That's how I improve my life. So it's not my goal anymore to be like one of those gurus, you know, to create a life like theirs and to have what they have and to think what they think. What they have and what they think is their choices. I get to make my own choices. I get to be me. And there is nobody better than me. There's lots of people different than me, but there's nobody better than me. And I am continuing to evolve, to make choices, and to change my life. And that's part of the beauty of life. So it's really an interesting journey. And when you let go of the need to feel guilty or doubt or beat yourself up over the past, it just gets to be more and more fun. I don't need to judge myself anymore, and I don't need to judge anybody else. And that in and of itself has taken a huge weight off my shoulders, because again, I was raised in that Christian belief, and there's a lot of judgment in there. There's a heck of a lot of judgment in there. You are judged and condemned from the moment that you're born, and you hope that someday you'll actually get past that so that you can get into heaven instead of going straight to hell. Well, I don't actually believe in hell anymore either, because that just doesn't make sense to me. My vision of the Creator is that the Creator is love, pure, unconditional love. There's nowhere in hell. There's nowhere for hell in that definition. So that whole idea of God sending you someplace to suffer for all eternity, that doesn't match up with love. And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody by saying this. You are allowed to have your beliefs. And if you want to believe in hell, go ahead and believe in hell. I find that people create hell in their lives. It's not something that happens after you die. People create heaven in their lives. You don't have to wait till you die for that either. So all of those little rules that I was taught as a child about what is right and what is wrong, and if you do this, then, you know, God's going to smile on you, and if you do that, well, God's going to smite you. That judgmental God that I learned as a child does not fit in my life. And I don't want that judgmental God in my life. That is not how I want to live. And that means that I can't be a judgmental person, because I am working to be more and more like God, to come from unconditional love for everybody in every situation, and not listen to the labels that people have put on things and people and situations, because those are not the truth. Those are their perceptions. And so I really am okay. I really am. And my life is evolving the way that it is meant for it to evolve, the way that I am choosing for it to evolve, because it depends on what I consider to be important, because that's where I put my energy. And that's true for each and every one of us. So if you put all of your energy into seeing how wrong our new president is, and I know several people who do that, then you are just creating more and more turmoil and wrongness in your own life and in the world. And that's fine if that's what you want. But be clear about what it is you actually want. Because so many of the people who are doing that, they actually want the world to be better. But they're putting their energy into making it worse. So really pay attention to where you are putting your focus, because that is what you are creating. And life can be wonderful and beautiful, and there's absolutely no reason why it shouldn't be. But it's your choice. It's your life. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Oh, and I just feel so wonderful. Now I'm going to go fix me some food and enjoy my day, and I have a whole list of things to do, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope that you're really looking forward to your life, to what you are creating, to the beauty and amazement of this new year. I will be back on Friday with DC Love, so please come and join us. Have a wonderful week, everybody. I love you. Bye-bye.